The prevalence of allergies is on the rise in the U.S. and around the world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Avery August, professor and chair of immunology at Cornell University, discusses how the overuse of antibiotics could be to blame.
Scientists have warned for decades that the overuse of antibiotics leads to the development of antibiotic resistance and drug-resistant bacteria, reducing our ability to fight against infectious disease. When we think of antibiotic overuse, we don't generally think of allergies, but research is beginning to suggest that maybe we should. The last 2 to 3 decades has seen a dramatic increase in the prevalence of allergies in the U.S. and worldwide. The American Academy of Asthma, Allergy, and Immunology reports that some 40 to 50% of school children have some sort of allergies. This rise in allergies has mirrored the increased use of antibiotics, particularly in children for common viral infections such as colds and sore throats. And recent studies show that they may be connected. This is because antibiotics reduce the normal bacteria in our gastrointestinal system, the so-called gut microbiome. The presence of this gut microbiome is extremely important for full maturation of the immune response. When this does not happen, the immune system responds inappropriately to innocuous substances, which can result in the development of potentially fatal allergies. Indeed, research in humans and mice has shown that infants exposed to antibiotics at an early age have higher risk of developing allergic diseases such as asthma. In addition, a number of recent studies have shown that children who grow up on farms have a wider diversity of microbes and have reduced prevalence of allergies and asthma compared to children who did not grow up on farms. So in our attempts to prevent infections, we may be exposing our children to developing life-threatening allergies and asthma. Our ever-growing appreciation of the importance of our microbiomes in the full maturation of our immune systems indicates that while reducing those microbes may make us feel safer and cleaner, our immune systems may suffer.
That was Avery August of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.